This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston, this is 580 Live. And your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey, folks, a good Friday morning to you. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS. Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Ruth Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. 580 Live brought to you in part by the Thornhill Auto Group, including Thornhill GM Superstore and the Thornhill Motor Mile in Chapmanville, West Virginia. Come tag your ride and shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buicks and GMCs at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. They are professional grade. Caitlin Murphy serving as our producer today. Back in the saddle, I am, after 2 days away, tending to some business stuff. But I am glad to be back here. We got a loaded up show today. Jim Strawn, of course, joins us every Friday to talk about Live on the Levee. A David Bowie tribute is happening tonight at Live on the Levee, and Jimmy's going to talk about that. Plus, it's time for Festival. Mackenzie Spencer from Festival is going to join us a little bit later on. Plus, we got a lot of other great things to talk about. It's Friday, so we try to have a little fun on Friday. We're going to do that. But the leadoff segment on Fridays, as always, our good friend Hannah from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association with our 580 Live Taylor Books Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week. Hannah, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
And I believe, if I am correct, that we need to wish you a happy anniversary. Is that right?
My husband's birthday.
Oh, husband's birthday. Okay. Well, I saw something. You know, this is this is a typical guy thing. You know, I knew it was some date. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I saw that this morning. So happy birthday to your husband. I knew it was one anniversary birthday. I knew it was one of them. So
yeah, close to an anniversary though.
Okay. Well, it's an anniversary of him. How's that, being on this earth?
Right.
How's that?
Exactly.
All right, now, so if you go to Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and also on Twitter at DaveA70, you're going to see the picture of our 580 Live Taylor Books Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week. This week, it is Hugh Hef, not to be confused for trademark purposes with Hugh Hefner of the Playboy fame, but it's Hugh Hef, H-E-F-F. His picture is posted in there. He's 6 years old. You say he loves people. Tell us more about this lovely animal, Hugh Hef.
Yes, so Hugh is... he's an overall really, really great dog. He seems to be really kid-friendly with the kids that have came up here. He's really playful in general. He does well on the leash. I told you that, you know, he does jump, but it's just out of pure excitement. Like, he's just happy to see you. he does prefer, like, calmer dogs. Still playful, but not, like, super hyperactive. Because of where he's older, he likes to kind of chill. But he also has a big playful side as well. He's a great dog.
He, when you text me on the information of him yesterday, by the way, he's a great looking dog. We urge you to go over to Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and also add DaveA70 on Twitter, and you can see a picture of Hugh Hef. What kind of a dog is he? Kind of a mix? Any guess as to what he is?
If I had to guess, I would say he's like maybe German Shepherd with some Lab. He's all black, and he has both ears will stand up, but sometimes one of them will kind of like swoop down halfway. And he's got the little gray mustache, you know, he's getting up there. But he's a great, great dog.
He's an older dog, as you said, would be great with a family. He seems to do really well with kids. Do we know if he's housebroken or not?
Not 100% sure. He does keep a clean kennel, so he might be crate trained.
Okay.
He is older, so he's probably going to be a lot easier to be like, hey, let's go outside.
Yeah, and he's fully sponsored, so he is free to anybody that wants to give him a good home, right?
Yes, he has been fully sponsored last month, actually. He's still here. He needs a home.
So did he? Was he just picked up on the street? Do we know his backstory, or was he dropped off? Do we have any idea?
He was a stray. He was found in Charleston. Somebody found him and brought him up here and turned him in as a stray.
So if anybody, you know, in talking to you, Hannah, if anybody's looking for a great dog, it's going to be an outdoor dog. Not to say that you couldn't bring him in and have him lounge on the couch with you a little bit, but he would be probably a dog that needs a lot of room to run. As you said, he likes to, or you think he would be a good dog to throw a tennis ball to or a frisbee, maybe take to the park, would be good with kids, but he probably is not going to be ideal for somebody living in a townhouse or something like that, Hannah. You're going to have this is a dog probably needs a lot of room to run just by his nature and by his size.
Yeah. He's, you know, like I said, he will play, and then he'll kind of be like, all right, let's go chill. But he, he would probably do best with a decent yard, to go run out in and play and hang out. And he seems like, I'm not 100% sure, but when I had him out yesterday, he seems like a dog who likes to, like, if you have a nice porch or something, he'll hang out on the porch with you, like a good family dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like it. Again, we're talking with Hannah from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association about Hugh Heff, our 580 Live Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week, sponsored by Taylor Books. Hugh Heff, again, about 6 years old, loves people, walks well on a leash, but is a bit of a jumper, as you said, a little bit of excitable dog, so you got to have somebody with a little muscle to be able to hold on to him. He does prefer female dogs over male. And he keeps a clean kennel. We're not going to guarantee whether he's house trained or not, but as you said, he does keep a clean kennel. So maybe he'd be the type of dog that would, as you said, let someone know when he wants to go out. But probably needs a lot of room to run. I think before we let you go, Hannah, I think Caitlin had a couple of questions for you. Caitlin, go ahead.
I think not just me, but the whole entire audience is very curious about Franklin.
That was our dog last week. If you remember, we had the two dogs last week, Franklin. Franklin captured the imagination, Hannah, of everyone on social media with the expression on Franklin's face. Franklin, what was the other dog's name? Do you remember from last week?
I think it was Charlie, maybe?
It was Charlie. Was that right, Hannah?
I can check.
Yeah, Charlie and Franklin, the puppies.
Yeah, and Franklin with the 75-year-old male expression on his face. Any updates on them from last week?
They are both adopted.
Oh, woo! Cool. Yeah. Great.
Hopefully,
they are both adopted.
Hopefully Franklin went to a good retirement home.
Hannah, were they adopted together or separately, or do you know?
Let me see. I have them pulled up right here. They got adopted, which if they got adopted together, that's awesome because they were in the same foster home.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, that's still okay because they're little, so they don't really know.
Yeah.
They got a different home.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, that's great. I don't know that we've posted a picture since we've been doing this for the last couple of months, Hannah. I don't know that we've posted a picture yet that has gotten as much attention and as much comment and interaction with our listeners and our viewers on social media than the picture of Franklin, you know, 75-year-old male Franklin got. I'm glad Franklin, as Caitlin said, went to a retirement home. Go ahead, Caitlin.
I mean, hopefully he has a large yard that he can yell at the kids to stay off of.
Caitlin was saying earlier that I should change Franklin's picture to my profile picture on social media because if there's ever a dog that had my personality, it's probably Franklin. He just looks like he's just over your stuff, and he just looks like he should have been shaking his fist out on the yard, you know, telling, as Caitlin said, telling the kids to get out of the yard. So that's a good story. And Hannah, it looks like we've had pretty good success with getting dogs adopted since we started this program a couple of months ago.
Yes, for sure. We've had a lot of success from it. I will say that I remember I had told you that Bean had came back, but he's been adopted again. So he went home again as well.
That's great. We're so excited. I loved Bean. He was the first one.
Yeah, Bean was the first one, and he was adopted. We got him adopted right away, and there were some issues, and they brought him back. But he's been adopted again. That was the one that Caitlin, if Caitlin had her dog, it was definitely Bean.
Oh, it was tough to say
he
no.
He was our blue-eyed baby. That's who he was.
So Bean has been adopted again. Well, that's great. Before we let you go, Hannah, what else is going on at the shelter? I know you guys are always looking for things and looking for volunteers and got different events going up. What else you got going on?
Yes, so actually this weekend we're having like 50% off adoption fees for adult dogs, cats, and kittens. It starts today, and ends on the 12th, so throughout the weekend. So if you want to come adopt, I know that Hugh Hess is fully sponsored, so he doesn't really count. But the other ones, if anybody is interested, please come up and adopt. They are all wanting a really awesome home.
All right, Anna. Well, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you. We appreciate the fine work that you folks do up there. Thank you so much. We'll have you on again next Friday. Thanks a lot.
All right. Hopefully I'll be in there.
All right. Thanks a lot, Anna. That is our friend Hannah from the Canal Charleston Humane Association, or 580Live Adopt Me, Please Pet of the Week. Again, recapping, it's Hugh Heff is his name. His picture and bio are posted on Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and also at Dave870 on Twitter. He is 6 years old, little German Shepherd in him, loves people, walks well on a leash, bit of a jumper, a little bit excitable. So you probably want to have somebody pretty strong to be able to walk him. He has no problem with other dogs. He prefers female dogs, though, and calmer dogs, and he will need to be fixed. He's fully sponsored. He's free to a good home. So somebody that's got a big yard from run and play in, maybe throw a frisbee or tennis ball to, he would be a fantastic dog, great with kids. So if you're looking for a dog like this, it's available now. Just contact the folks at the Canal Charleston Humane Association. And again, if you want to see the picture, it's posted on Dave Allen Radio on Facebook and also at Dave870 on Twitter. Our 580 Live Taylor Books Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week, sponsored by Taylor Books, with thousands of books for all ages. They got arts, they got a cafe, they got great music from time to time too. If you need more information, you can visit taylorbooks.com or stop by 226 Capitol Street in downtown Charleston for more. Hannah, thank you so much. We're going to talk live on the levee with Jimmy Strawn up next. It's 580 Live, brought to you by Thornhill Auto Group, for the Parmar Store Studio at a Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses are small businesses with big impact, including Generations Physical Therapy and Snap Fitness.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore, Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers.
Swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty.
Long-term coverage plus.
Tag your ride. Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com. We are professional grade.
For qualified GM financials, see Thornhill for all details.
If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, then check out RX by Tel on Charleston's west side. Of course, they'll fill your prescriptions the old-fashioned way, but they also have RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple daily doses, perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions, eliminating possibilities for serious errors. No longer will you need to spend hours every week filling your pill minder. RX by Tel does that for free with RX by Pack. Visit RX by Tel on the west side today. They're your neighborhood pharmacy.
Some exes are a real pain in the backside, but Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X-Chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X-Chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X-Chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X-Chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Taylor Books, a place of exploration for over 27 years, featuring literature for all ages, fresh food and coffee, fine art and craft gallery, and live music every weekend. The current art exhibit is a retrospective of the 30-year career of Roane County potter Joe Lung, with over 80 examples of his meticulously crafted black and white porcelain pots. June has great live music performers on Friday and Saturday evenings, and Saturday mornings at 10:30, they offer storytime fun, too. See more online at taylorbooks.com.
Presented by RX by Tel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
From the Parmar Store Studio, it's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS. Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858, Food Pharmacy Tax, 304-935-5008. 580 Live, again, brought to you by, or we do the show, I should say, from the Parmar Store Studio. If there's not a Parmar Store near you now, there will be soon. And Jim Strawn, live on the levees with us right now. What's up, man?
Good morning, Dave. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. You know, we just had our Adopt Me Please Pet of the Week segment with Hannah, our good friend of the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association, and, you know, Franklin. We were all talking about the dog Franklin last week,
right?
Yeah, Franklin was adopted.
Oh,
Franklin,
news.
Franklin, the old man.
It reminded me of my gruff old Uncle Howard.
He has been adopted, and Caitlin said that hopefully he'll go to a retirement home, so he'll just because he just looked like
coming an old, to a retirement home soon.
He just looked like an old man. He was, but
that's good news, though.
Franklin and Charlie were adopted. We have a really, if I do say so myself, and it's not because of me or Caitlin, it's because of the listeners. We have a great track record with getting these animals adopted.
I was going to say that's really good news, and this is a great promotion. I'm glad we're doing that with the shelter. That's good. That's good stuff on your part, Caitlin. And like you said, listeners, I mean, we take care of others and we take care of ourselves, but we really love to take care of our puppies.
Well, and Taylor Books makes it all possible. So big shout out to the folks at Taylor Books. We really appreciate it. All right, the Moses Otter Group live on the left.
Yeah, here we are, season 18, week number 3 already. I always say, these weeks clip by. I feel like I wake up and it's Friday morning every day I wake up. I can't believe we're here again. Moses Otter Group live on Levy, 6:30 tonight down at Haddad Riverfront Park right there on the banks of the Great Kanawha. Majestic music and the mountains are just great. It's going to be fun. 6:30, Minka, M-I-N-K-A, a band coming through from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Their mission, sole mission, is to make you move. And I listened to their music. David, I was moving. Yeah, of course, I love to move anyway. But mm-hmm. they got a good sound. I think they're a perfect band to warm up John Ingram. And you've had John on a little bit, and you've had others on. You know what's happening tonight, folks. Unless you've been living under a rock, at 7:45, John Ingram's been doing this. John Ingram and his friends have been doing this for 3 or 4 years now, taking a great artist and paying a tribute to them. It's not a David Bowie tribute band. It's a tribute to David Bowie. There is a difference. David Bowie would have been 75 years old this year, and John's got about 10, 12, 15 musicians from all around the state. Even he's going to pluck a couple of members out of the Minka band who are warming up mm-hmm. to do a couple Bowie tunes. But Christopher Vincent, Ryan Hardiman, who we all know can sing, Mark Davis with the Voodoo Cats, Mark Price, Megan Jean, 6, 7, 8 other guys are going to join John. And Bowie, you can't put Bowie, in my opinion, I'm not a great musician or understand music that is nearly as well as you, Dave, but you just can't put him in a genre. He just was all over the board.
He was.
It's just his own genre is Bowie genre.
He's one of the few artists that when you get to the rock genre, that, as you said, you can't really put him in a genre because, I mean, every song is different. You have some that were more upbeat disco type songs, mm-hmm. and then you had the early 70s stuff, and then he came back and was a bigger star in the 80s than he was with the Ziggy Stardust stuff. And, you know, he's the one of the reasons, if for no other reason, if you're a guitar fan like I am, you should appreciate David Bowie, because he introduced Stevie Ray Vaughan to the world, because Stevie
that?
Ray Vaughan was just toiling around as almost an unknown musician until David Bowie put him on Let's Dance and China Girl. I mean, that guitar, that's Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, on there. So he introduced SRV to the world.
1978 to 1983, as a young college student, we played his albums a lot. Mm-hmm. We had a good time to his albums, if you know what I mean, in our fraternity house. And he's just, I love, you know, Young Americans, and I love Ch-Ch Changes. And I don't think John will get to every tune tonight.
Oh, you couldn't.
But yeah, the song list is the song books and the list is very long. But he's going to play a lot of your favorites. And he'll play from 7:45 to 8:30, then again at 8:45 to 9:30. So 2 45-minute sets for John Ingram. We always do this live on Levy. We say it's great fun. Boy, it is. We also do it for that great cause. And we've been very steadfast in helping these 5 inner city charities each and every Friday night with a 50-50. There was a post earlier from Jeff Shirley saying, I'm going to give Jim about 8 hours and he's going to do a little parody on 50-50. You know, so a little 50-50 mm-hmm. instead of Rebel, I think maybe is what he was going to there. Yeah. But we do this 50-50 every Friday night for Rourke Sullivan Lifeway Center, RCCR, Sojourner Shelter, Man of Meal. Tonight we're going to have volunteers down there from the Covenant House, Angie Douglas and that crew, Bree. They do a great, great job. And there'll be, you know, 10, 12, 15 volunteers down there selling 50-50 tickets. Folks, support that with your kindness and support. We've raised $111,000 the last 17 season. So thank you for that. Doesn't cost you anything to come down to the levee. So the least you could do is maybe pull out a few dollars and buy a few 50-50 tickets and support this charity. Speaking of pulling out a few dollars, maybe stop down there and get a bite to eat. the city of Charleston and Jane Bostic has done an amazing job getting such a variety of food trucks down there this season. I mean, there's 15, 20 places to go and choose a bite to eat, get you a beverage of choice, get you an icy, get you an adult beverage across the street at our partner Four Points by Sheridan. Four or 104, that's my line, Dave. I'm going to use it every week. You're going to get sick of hearing it, but I don't care what age you are. There'll be something down there for you. And I look for another big night down at Haddad Riverfront Park. I think the weather's going to be really kind of picture perfect. There might be some scattered showers around. Folks, even if it rains, we'll cover up for 5 minutes and come right back out. So don't let the weather keep you away. It might even turn out to be one of those beautiful nights, mid-70s with a little bit of sun. Last week was really great with the Davidson brothers. I know we talked about that. And the week before was kind of iffy with the weather. We didn't have any boaters week one. Last Friday, man, that Kanawha River was just popping with boats. It was awesome to see. I don't know what we'll get tonight, but it should be nice weather, and look for a great time down at the Moses Auto Group live on the levee.
I was going to ask you about how the crowd's been this year. I mean, as compared to last year at this time.
Well, I think we're right on. I think we're right on target. The first week the weather was a little skeptical, and it really actually turned out to be a great night. We had a decent, really wasn't a great crowd, just a really good, healthy crowd, and the folks that came really enjoyed it. They were enthusiastic. Last week, a little larger. Weather was great, and the high-energy Davidson brothers. And I'm going to give a shout-out to my boy Josh, Josh Pantry. Mm-hmm. Boy, he was just everything as advertised. So humble, gentle giant, just gave us 60 minutes of some pure country and just very entertaining. But I just love his character and his humbleness, and he just was a really cool guy and had some great musicians around him. And the Davidson brothers are the Davidson brothers, and they had Lily Grace with them. The young girl that's making a big name for herself over in Australia, she sang a tune with them. I'd say there was 4,000-6,000 folks. The boulevard was packed. You know, I always, one of my barometers is how many boats are in the river, mm-hmm. and I check with all the vendors, how you doing tonight? Oh, we did really good, Jim. Thanks, we did really good. So thanks for all the folks that are coming down supporting these food vendors. You know, they're there to try to make a little bit of a living as well this summer, and I think they're doing really well. So that's how I kind of dictate how we're doing the boats and how the vendors are doing with the cash flow up there. So thanks for everything that is going on. Thanks for the city for putting this together. Thanks for all of our great sponsors, including Moses. And I want to get Lou Window in there and Brewer and Company. And my company's proud to support this. We also want to thank West Virginia Radio Corporation. You guys have been great for the promotions. And, you know, in the afternoon right in here, you know, Dave Weekly talks about it every Friday, mm-hmm. as well. And you every Friday allowing me to come on. It's just been a great collaborative effort with the promotion, great collaborative effort with all the musicians. You know, John does a great job, not just tonight, but he helps kind of put these pieces together for the season. And we always say this as well: if you don't like tonight, stick around a week or two. You'll like it, because we have something for everybody each and every year. But maybe not the genre you love on Friday night. But that doesn't mean that you can't come down there and learn to love this. I think Matt Sutton will tell you, hey, you know what? I'm around. I'm starting to like that music now just by being down there. And he'll come down and get a bite and get a drink and just hang out and see the people and see the neighbors. And that's what it's about. I was just talking to your next guest out there in the green room. I'm like, Mackenzie, I know you're young, but do you realize what a cool community we live in, to be so small, to have so much to do every single day, Dave?
Last weekend, and you talked about the crowd last week. I mean, last weekend, you know, we had all the bikes that were in town, you know, for that. And I actually was hanging out with some of the people that played there on Sunday. My good friend and fellow Logan County native, Caitlin, Kate Boytek, and her band actually played on Sunday down there. And so, again, you've got all the, now we're starting to get into regatta. And on Monday, Brian Hughes from WWKTV 13 is going to be in studio with us to talk about regatta. So now we're starting to count down to regatta. A lot of stuff going on, Jimmy.
But when festival here begins, I guess Mackenzie's going to talk about it, but that'll begin really soon. There might not be a day until mid-July where we don't have anything really fun to do for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
That's remarkable for a market the size that we have. So kudos to city administrators, kudos to county administrators, kudos to all the organizations, arts organizations, and different folks who work behind the scenes to make make this place a very vibrant place, and people come from out of town, out of county, out of state. And one of my favorite compliments, Dave, is when I'm, you know, emceeing live on Levy, and I go up to the top of the boulevard, and someone will say, hey, are you in charge here? I go, not even close. I just bring on the bands.
Just the talking head.
Yeah, I go, I'm not even close to in charge here. Please don't ask me anything about being in charge. And they'll go, I just want to tell you, you know, we're from Indianapolis, or, you know, we're from Rochester, Minnesota. We're passing through, heading down to the beach. We stopped here for the night. Charleston, West Virginia's got it going on. This is unbelievably great. And it doesn't cost anything. And we're just here, the scene, the beauty, the majestic mountains, the river, the boats, the weather. And then everybody says, boy, the people are so nice here. We got it going on, Dave. I love it. So, folks, if you haven't made it down to Live on the Levy yet, what are you waiting for? Come on down tonight, 6:30. Minka will get things started. They'll play for an hour, a band from Philadelphia. And then, of course, John Ingram, tribute to David Bowie. 7:45, 2 45-minute sets. We hope to see you at Live on the Levy tonight.
All right, Jimmy, as always, I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you very much. 580 Live is brought to you in part by Hudson's Pizza. The June special of the month at Hudson's is a large pepperoni pizza with cheese sticks, only $19.99. To order online, for takeout, or delivery, to find your nearest Hudson's Pizza location, go to hudsonspizza.com. Now, as Jim Strawn said, we got a lot going on this weekend. Festival, our good friend Mackenzie Spencer is going to join us from Festival. That is coming up next from the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live, brought to you by the Thornhill Auto Group on the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses bring first-class businesses to your community.
Spring is in the air, and at Thornhill GM Superstore, we have your cure for spring fever. It's a sport utility spring at Thornhill. Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to find new roads to the Thornhill Motor Mile and get you a new 2022 Chevy Equinox with 0% APR for 16 months or $1,000 cash allowance. Or a new 2022 Chevy Trailblazer with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Life is better in a Chevy SUV. Find out why and tag your new SUV at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com or in person, US 119 Chapmanville. The road to total savings starts with Thornhill.
Must qualify through GM Financial. See Thornhill for all details.
Taylor Books, a place of exploration for over 27 years, featuring literature for all ages, fresh food and coffee, fine art and craft gallery, and live music every weekend. The current art exhibit is a retrospective of the 30-year career of Roane County potter Joe Lung, with over 80 examples of his meticulously crafted black and white porcelain pots. June has great live music performers on Friday and Saturday evenings, and Saturday mornings at 10:30, they offer storytime fun, too. See more online at taylorbooks.com.
Trading in your business, fleet, or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe and affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at pocavalleybank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Presented by RX by Tel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's West Side. Proud to bring you RX by Pack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
Four minutes away from 10, Sears Monument Hotline is 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Hey, if you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Vitel on Charleston's West Side. Ask about their RX Bipacks. Those are pre-filled pouch systems which divide up your prescriptions and your prescription doses perfectly. It's prescribed by your doctor. RX Vitel on the West Side. They are your neighborhood Pharmacy. Caleb Murphy, serving as our producer today, our good friend Mackenzie Spencer, Executive Director of Festival, is
good
with us.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I haven't had you on in a while.
I know. Thanks
changed,
so much.
You changed jobs since the last time
I
you were
did.
Here.
I did. Yeah. That's still a recent change, though. Yeah. So.
She was with the City of Charleston and now still with the City of Charleston to a certain extent, just in a different capacity and with a different employer now, but you're the Executive Director of Festival. Before we get into talking about Festival, you and I were talking off the air. Off the air. Luke Bryan, of course, was here
last night at the Coliseum and Convention Center.
And you were at the show last night.
It was wonderful. Big show.
Tell us about Luke Bryan.
So it was a big show. Packed house and played until, 11 something last night. And he actually has been in town since Monday.
That's what I wanted to talk about. A buddy of mine sent me a text the other night and said that Luke Bryan was beside, he and his family were having dinner, and he said, Luke Bryan is in the booth beside us at 10:10. So he was up there. But that wasn't the only stop he made in Charleston.
Yeah, social media kind of exploded this week with pictures of him everywhere. He was at Pies and Pints the other night. He was at Cabela's yesterday before the show. And 10:10 Bridge. And so I think he really made the most out of his time in Charleston.
So he made the rounds.
He did.
It's like one of those things like, where in the world, where in the city is Luke Bryan?
I think it almost became a game at one point was, people were trying to figure out where they could go and meet him and take a picture.
I was interested, though, as to why he came into town so early, but I didn't realize that was the kickoff to his tour.
And there's a lot
of work goes into a kickoff, making sure everything's right. So.
Yeah, he actually, if you are on TikTok, he actually posted one a couple nights ago of him doing push-ups and running the bleachers and everything in the stadium trying to get ready and hyped up for the tour. So he was doing all that, and the show was great last night. Riley Green, who opened for him, actually went over to the baseball stadium yesterday too, and kind of hit some baseballs with some of the guys on the team. So they've been everywhere.
It's good that people enjoy their time here.
And honestly, that we can show off what a great city we have.
All right. So let's talk about Festival.
Yeah. Another great opportunity to show off
our city. But Festival is not just a one night thing.
We are 15 full days at this point.
15 full days.
We kick off on Sunday.
All right. So take us through the schedule.
Yeah. So there will be way too many events for me to list, so I'll just say right off the bat, festivalcharleston.com is where you're going to find your complete schedule. But we do kick off this Sunday with our Sunrise Carriage Trail Walk, which is beautiful. If you've never been on the carriage trail, it really is like a hidden gem of Charleston. But we'll have dancers with January's Dance Company. We'll have musicians, artists, cats and drummers will all be kind of in the nooks and crannies along the trail as you're coming down. And some things will be interactive too. So that'll be fun. But, we have a lot of music, theater, art, dance. And this is the first time we've had a true in-person schedule since 2019. Mm-hmm. So we're excited
virtual festival there for a couple of years.
We did virtual, and then we did like a hybrid virtual and maybe a few in-person events, but this is the first time we're to an in-person schedule again.
And so you get just go to the website and you get all the information.
Yeah, we've got, the Mayor's Concert is moving to Slack Plaza, and that's going to be a free concert this year with Boston-based blues band GA20 headlining that. But, local favorites, the Carpenter Ants are going to be on that, and Aristotle Jones, who's out of Morgantown. We've got Dance Festival at the Clay Center with a Montreal-based group that'll be coming in and actually dancing with some of our local dance companies as well. And then we've got, the Capitol Street Art Fair and the Children's Art Fair, which, is more than 50 artisans out. And, the past couple of years, artisans and musicians haven't had a lot of opportunities to be out because of the pandemic and things. So we're really excited to be able to showcase a lot of local and regional talent there.
And that's the thing about Festival, I think, that that attracts so many people is the fact that it's not just one thing. It's so many different things that go on. You like art. Yeah, I mean, you like music. You got dance. It's all there.
It is. And a lot of our events are free. Mm-hmm. So it gives people an opportunity to really try things that maybe they wouldn't explore on their own. Mm-hmm. I know that I have found passions with the Authors Roundtable. I've found authors that I really enjoy and have continued to keep up with after they've been here and things like that. So people have opportunities to try things that they may not normally try and really find more things that they're interested in.
Yeah, the city becomes a work of art. Is that didn't you use that at one point?
We still do.
Slogan? That's still the slogan?
We still use it. A city becomes a work of art. And that's truly what we strive for over that 15-day course. And we really are in every piece of the city as well. We've got things happening over on the west side, downtown, east end. We're all over the place.
And when you look at the schedule, I'm talking about Mackenzie personally. When Mackenzie looks at the schedule, yes. What's the one or two things that really jump out to you that would be attractive to Mackenzie, to you?
For me personally, the Capitol Street Art Fair, because I really have grown an appreciation for local art over the past few years. And if you are in my home or in my office, you'll see a lot of pieces from local artists. And so I always go and make sure to buy 3 or 4 pieces to make sure I'm continuing to grow my collection. And I really am a bookworm. So Authors Roundtable is always something big for me. I'm also a huge proponent of the library's book festival that they have in October. So anything dealing with books or authors, I'm usually there.
Yeah. And what kind of attention do you get outside of Charleston for festival? Because obviously it's great for the folks here, but you rely on people from out of town, either as participants or people just come to take in the events. What's the reaction outside the city of Charleston?
Absolutely. Well, and you know, the past 2 years, again, can't be a true indicator because a lot of things were virtual, but looking back at 2019, we had 18 different states represented from people that had come in to attend events and participate. And honestly, it translated to more than 2,000 room nights at local hotels. So we really are trying to boost the local economy and our brick and mortar shops and the shops downtown and things, while also supporting those artisans and those musicians. So we expect similar numbers this year. And honestly, I think everything in Charleston this summer is going to explode attendance wise because people are just so excited to be back out and back in the community and really gather. We do expect a lot of folks to come in from out of town, and we do have artists that come in from out of town as well. You know, several are from different counties in West Virginia and will travel in for 2 or 3 or 4 days to take part. But, you know, we do very much bring in national and international talent as well, especially in the performing arts. And so we really do try to check all those boxes while also making sure that our local and regional folks are taken care of.
But let me just say this about the entire Charleston area over the next week to, well, I'll just say over the maybe the next month or so. Mm-hmm. There are so many activities, not just in Charleston. I mean, but
everywhere. This region.
I actually got an email from some folks in Putnam County where I live, because we have a huge, huge soccer event that is happening. And that's coming in. I mean, we're talking about
thousands
and thousands of people that are coming in for the soccer event, and they are going to be staying. I mean, good luck finding a hotel room in Huntington, Charleston, Taze Valley,
Beckley, everywhere. Beckley.
One of the particular tournaments I know of, one of these soccer tournaments, I know this has nothing to do with you, but I'm just saying all of the different activities.
No, but it does, because all the activities it still brings going on. People, yeah.
The nearest hotel room for one of these events not long ago was in Gallipolis, Ohio.
Yeah.
Which that was the nearest place to find a hotel.
And honestly, that's kind of always my argument when somebody says, why do you need another hotel in Charleston? That is the reason we need to.
They're filled to capacity right
They're
now.
They're all filled.
And now with festival, and of course, we got Regatta coming up in a couple of weeks, and that's going to bring several hundred thousand people in, and these tournaments that are going on and all these other things.
And you're going to have track here in a couple of weeks at Laidley Field.
And TBT is coming back.
And TBT.
So,
and all the things still happening at the Coliseum and Convention Center.
All the regular
and the Clay
concerts.
Center. Everywhere else. And Mountain Stage and all of the things happening. I mean, you're hard-pressed sometimes to find anywhere to stay.
And the Dirty Birds are here.
And the Dirty
and
Birds
I say
are here.
That because Segway, this, portions of 580 Live are brought to you by the Charleston Dirty Birds. They have all kinds of different events going on, all kinds of different promotions and fireworks and Saturday nights, whatever. Go to dirtybirdsbaseball.com for more information. The Charleston Dirty Birds, they are your hometown team.
That honestly may have been the best Segway I've ever heard, by the way.
That's why they pay me the big bucks to do this sort of thing. Let's talk about you and your transition into festival. I mean, you were with the city, you know, for some time, and the cat was kind of out of the bag that you would be joining festival. I mean, what is it about festival that appeals to you that would make you want to make that change? I'm trying to get too personal, but I mean, obviously, you make a jump like that into festival. It's going to be something that's got to be kind of a, because I know you loved what you did before with the city, but this opportunity had to be something big for you too.
Absolutely. And before I was with the city, I think it's important to mention that I was with the Clay Center for almost 6 years. Mm-hmm. And so when I was at the Clay Center, I, you know, worked with the art museum and the children's museum, but more than anything, the concerts and the entertainment side of it. And, you know, I went to the city and thoroughly enjoyed everything I did with the city, honestly. But, and I was able to kind of use those skills a little bit to help with Live on the Levee and different events that the city had. This just felt like a natural progression, honestly, of that as well, to be able to continue to work in the community that I love, with the people that I love, to make sure that we are creating a vibrant city for all, not only the people that are here, but the people that come here, and really creating that quality of life. And so Festival felt like a natural extension of that. And I've actually, you know, I've worked with Festival on in different capacities throughout all of that experience, that work experience. So I'm excited to be here and to kind of help out and bring this back out of the pandemic.
All right. So we start on Sunday.
We do.
Festival. And
again, all the way to the 26th.
26 different art, music, I mean, a little bit of everything.
Every single day we'll have multiple events, multiple places throughout the city. Most things are free. Things that are ticketed are very low cost because we want to make sure that this is an experience that all can take part in, and it's accessible. And you can find the full schedule at festivalcharleston.com.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. Do a great job, you and the folks putting this on. And so, again, just one of the many activities we have going on here in the Valley. Appreciate you being here. Executive Director of Festival, Mackenzie Spencer. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
All right. It is 9:48. Phone calls to 580 Live. Our service is Sears Monument Company, offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. Live streaming at 580 Live, brought to you by attorney Larry L. Rowe. Visit LarryLRowe.com or call 304-925-1333. And our texting service is provided by Fruit Farm, your hometown family pharmacy. We'll take a break. We're back after this. It's 580 Live, the voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses want to thank you for shopping locally.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Your fresh start is waiting this spring on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Spring into savings at Thornhill GM Superstore and tag your new 2022 Buick SUV.
Featuring Encore, Encore GX, Envision, and Enclave.
With available 0% APR on these and most GMC models.
For well-qualified buyers.
Swing into spring with safety, performance, and luxury for all lifestyles. Well-equipped with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty.
Long-term coverage plus.
Tag your ride.
Shop all qualifying offers and get to know the new Buick and GMC at ThornhillGMSuperstore.com.
We are professional grade.
For qualified through GM Financial, see Thornhill for all details.
Quality that's through the roof.
T-Bay Roofing is now your certified GAF Master Elite Contractor for the Kanawha Valley. That means when T-Bay installs your new GAF roofing system, it comes with a GAF Golden Promise warranty for up to 50 years. And it's even transferable once to the next homeowner.
Quality that's through the roof. T-Bay Roofing.
Put your trust in the Kanawha Valley's premier roofing contractor. Get started with a free call to 844-PRO-ROOF, and T-Bay will get you a free estimate within 24 hours. Remember, each T-Bay roof comes with a GAF Golden Pledge warranty for up to 50 years. That's 844-PRO-ROOF, and find out more at tbayroofing.com.
Quality that's through the roof, T-Bay Roofing.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
Minutes away from 10, Sears Monument Hotline 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Got some texts to get to. We'll get to them in a couple moments. The only rule on Friday is, you know, unless we absolutely positively have to, we're not doing anything serious. So I had a text earlier about the primetime special, if you will, that was on last night about the January 6th. Not covering it today. We'll maybe get into it next week, but not today. 580 Live is brought to you in part by the St. Albans Parks and Rec Department. Get ready for music and movie night tomorrow night at 6 at St. Albans Roadside Park, featuring the music of Crossfire, James Townsend, and McKenna Hope. And the movie will be Clifford the Big Red Dog. Food will be provided by Brandy Tate and Dante Young. It's sponsored by the St. Albans Parks and Rec Department, Domino's Pizza, and Scooby's Icy Treats. So be sure and check that out. As McKenna McKenzie. Spencer and I were talking. In case there is, you know, anybody that says there's nothing to do in the Valley, not just in Kanawha County and the Charleston area, but all around this weekend, you're just apparently not looking hard enough, because there's a lot. As a matter of fact, speaking of which, I got a text from my good friend who I think may have been on the show in the last couple of days with Coop, Randy Barrett, who's mayor of Winfield. He's on Wednesday. Caitlin's that right? He's on Wednesday. Mayor Barrett, my good buddy, texted me and wanted to know if we could get another word in to remind people about the Winfield Water Sports Weekend, which is going on. So that's going on over in Winfield as well. So there you go. Well, I want to say thanks to Dale Cooper for sitting in for me for a couple days. I had to travel for some business. I should be back for a while, not have it because I had to take some time off for business things, but I should be back, much to your chagrin. And, you know, something, Caitlin, that that I somehow missed mentioning, maybe I touched on it here or there, but May 22nd, I was on vacation that week. May 22nd was my second anniversary here of doing this show. 2 years of it. I have fun with it. I hope you do too. The numbers say you do, so we'll just kind of go with that. And Caitlin's been my producer for a great part of that. Anthony the A-Train, Anthony Harmon produced some of the shows, but Caitlin pretty much the last year or so has been exclusively producing the show. So are you having fun doing the show, Caitlin?
I always have fun.
I know better than that. But you say you always have fun.
Fun is my middle name.
Okay. Well, do we even know what your middle name is? Or?
It's a secret.
It's a secret. All right. Let me knock out a couple texts here. Okay. That one was in reference to something yesterday. So I don't know. I did not get an opportunity to listen to the show yesterday. However, I will, because all the shows are available via podcast. Go to the website, or you can go to our Facebook or Twitter and you can go back and listen to the shows. I was pretty tied up in, quite frankly, I'm pretty exhausted over the last couple of days of traveling so much. But then a friend of mine sent me a text and said, "You sound tired this morning." I said, "Yeah, I am. That's why I sound tired. I'll be refreshed, though, by the time Monday rolls around." Let me see. Text says, from the Fruit Pharmacy text line, "I think several voting boxes should be placed throughout the festival activities or in many hotel lobbies asking visitors if they miss going to the mall for shopping. I know what the local opinion is, but I also know many of my out-of-town friends are disappointed in not having the mall as a place to go and spend some time." Just a suggestion. Yeah, you know, and actually, I was talking about that with somebody earlier. I was at the state baseball tournament last week, and I was having a conversation with somebody saying, you know, it used to be if you came to Charleston, especially if you weren't from this area and you were from southern West Virginia, maybe, you know, a little bit north of here or east of here, whatever, not from the Charleston metroplex, if you will, that people would come and as part of their deal, they would go to the town center. That was just what you did, because not a lot, there are certain, a lot of areas of the state that that don't have malls, you know, and or big shopping complexes like that of some kind. And people, when you came to Charleston, for whatever you came to Charleston for, whether it was a concert or a ball game or a doctor's appointment, whatever, going to the town center was always part of it. I mean, you know, growing up in the coal fields in the 80s, I can tell you that most people from Logan, Boone, maybe Mingo County, probably came to Charleston once a week for something, and it always involved a trip to the town center. And unfortunately, that is not the case. Now, there are new owners of the town center. Not trying to get too serious on a Friday, but there are new owners, so hopefully they'll be able to resurrect it. You know, shopping malls themselves aren't what they used to be, but they're still a thing. You know, I mean, they're still quite popular in a lot of areas, including the Huntington Mall, which is actually doing pretty well on a relative, you know, relatively speaking. It's not going to be, for shopping malls, it's not going to be 1990 ever again, you know, because you've got online shopping. I was listening to Sportsline last night with Tony Caridi, and he was actually interviewing a young man who's a pitcher for Charleston Catholic High School, which won the state championship. And Tony showed his age a little bit, as would I, you know, he's a few years older than I am, but basic same age group, I guess. He made a comment about the kids going to the mall. And he said, so if you're hanging out with your friends, going to the mall or whatever, and then I think it was Brad or somebody on the show said, you know, kids don't go to mall anymore, Tony. They just don't go to the mall anymore.
No, I never really went to the mall either to hang out with friends. We would just kind of, whoever had a car that day, we would just drive around, go to parking lots and just sit and talk. That's what we did. Really.
I was, I was asking, you know, back in for years and years and years, cruising was a thing. It didn't matter whether whether you were in Charleston or whether you were in the smallest town. It didn't matter across America. And, you know, Friday nights, Saturday nights, you put like, you know, 100 miles on your car going in 10 mile.
We would just go like up and down Canal City to Marmette anyway, really.
But I wonder if that's still a thing with the kids now, or is it all virtual? Do they cruise virtually?
I graduated high school 4 or 5 years ago, so I don't know how much has changed in then. I doubt that a lot has, because when my sister was in high school, it was also cruising and going to like parking lots and sitting. And, you know, my sister babysat me, and I ended up at a lot of places I probably shouldn't have been for an 8 year old.
I'm not getting into that. Getting all kinds of texts about the primetime thing last night. You know, again, it's Friday, and despite what one texter said, if the text said something like, if it were a Democrat, you would be talking about it right now. No, I wouldn't, unless I absolutely had to. It's Friday.
The more pressing news is I want to know if one of our listeners adopted Franklin. That's a big thing. If you're out there, if you've adopted Franklin, if you could text us and just, you know, give us a little update. I'm obsessed with this dog. He's the brightest thing that's happened to me in a while. He's the first thing to bring a smile to my face in a very long time.
Oh, I do want to. Well, that's sad. That's sad, Caitlin. Oh, it's happy and sad. 580 Live is brought to you in part by the Thornhill Auto Group. It's time to trade up to a brand new Ram truck from Thornhill CDJR. Now is the time to switch into your new Ram truck from Thornhill CDJR, Fountain Place Mall in Logan, or visit thornhillcdjr.com. Tomorrow we will be doing our Take a Kid Fishing event at Coonskin from 10 till noon, sponsored by us, the WCHS Network, and our sister station, Superstar Country 96.1 KW. WS Parmar Stores, of course, the Kanawha County Commission, Kanawha Parks and Rec. So many people come together to make this thing happen. Chris Lawrence will be there, as well as my buddy Wolf from KWS will be there. So if you get a chance, 10 to noon tomorrow at Coonskin, go out and take your kids fishing. Do I understand that there was a couple of shots taken at yours truly in my absence about my lack of fishing ability, Miss Murphy?
It was a little bit of a roast. It was a little bit
of a
roast.
Do I want to know what was said, or do I have to go back and listen to the podcast? Because I will. I'll do it over the weekend.
I think Coop mentioned, because we had Chris on talking about it, and Coop mentioned that you were getting the worms, and Chris said something about you being a Logan kid, so you're good at, you know, getting worms and going fishing. And Coop said, well, I don't know, he has a lot of hair gel.
I am the least outdoors person you will ever meet. I'm a fan of the great indoors.
That's very me and you. I think that'd be a tough battle.
I don't do dirt very well, I'll be honest with you. But it is going to be a great event tomorrow. And apparently today one of my duties is I am going to be gathering night crawlers for the event today. I'm not doing it the dirt way, though. I'm actually going to local stores and purchasing them, you know, and it's a donation from my company.
I don't think any of us thought you were going to do it the old-fashioned way.
All right, I'm going to have to not take off so I get roasted when I'm gone. Really a crack about my hair gel, really?
I've proposed doing a Roast the Host episode.
All right. Well, maybe we'll do that next week. I don't know. All right. Coming up on Monday, we are going to talk regatta a little bit. Meteorologist Brian Hughes from WOWK-TV is going to be here. Jane Bostic here as well. We are going to get back to politics. We will talk about the primetime hearings and all that. I'll get into it next week. All right. We got to go. Happy news coming up. Have yourself a great weekend. From our producer, Caitlin Murphy, thank you. We'll see you Monday. Till then, have fun and love somebody.
WCHSAM 96.5 FM Charleston and 104.5 Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here too.